This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with your hosts, Captain Mickey Eastman and Captain Benny Hatton. Presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years. Captain Benny is a licensed Coast Guard captain. Now, here they are together, your hosts, Captain Mickey and Captain Benny.
Good morning. Welcome back to the third and final hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
And I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
Our producer,
John Boudreaux. Having a great day so far.
Yes, we are. Everything's running smooth. Everything's according to Hoyle.
According to Hoyle. Yeah. You don't hear that. People saying that anymore.
I haven't heard that before.
You haven't heard that? Oh, that's an old-timey saying.
Hoyle playing cards. Decks of cards.
Huh. I just remember the bicycle ones.
According to Hoyle, that means all the cards are falling right for you. Everything's good. It's going to be a good night of poker, if you play poker.
If you play poker.
That's it. All right, we're going to go down to G-Town now, and let's see what's up with Captain Plogg this morning. My man, what's going on, bud?
Yo, Mick, what's up, buddy? What's up,
I'm here. We're
alive. How you doing, James?
We're making it. Another day.
Oh, man. Creeping down to Crystal City there, buddy.
Straight creeping, baby.
Doing a little creeping.
That's it.
Crystal City. It rained big time at home, and I lost power.
Really?
I was talking to Cameron on the phone. I said, "Dude, we lost all power. I wasn't ready to go yet. So I had to take a shower and get ready to go and all that with a flashlight."
Boy.
And it was. I told Carol. I said, "Dude, if you want any power, you better get up and call the company because there ain't nobody up around here but me, and I'm gone. I don't care if y'all got any power. I'm out of here."
You going to see Tom Bodette?
I'm going somewhere, but it ain't gonna be here. That's it. But Cameron said John, your producer, right?
Yeah.
Not Josh. Used to be a dude named Josh, right?
Right. That was Josh. He's in Bay City now. Works for a newspaper.
Okay, he's done working at the newspaper.
He's done with radio. He's gone into real fake news now.
Boy, that's solid fake. But anyway, I was talking to Cameron, and he said, "Man, I think Mickey's calling me." I said, "Well, talk to him. I'm in the dark. I can't see nothing anyway." So they're getting ready to roll. I know he told you, they got a shotgun start, like 50, 60 boats. That'll be pretty cool.
52 boats shotgunning. It's 7 o'clock this morning.
He'll video it and I'll send it to you.
Okay, I'd like to see that.
It ain't like nothing like 200 boats shotgunning when Troutmaster's, though.
No, I remember going
that one Matagorda. There was almost 300 boats flew out of the harbor.
Yeah, that's just.
And everybody went east that morning.
And well, the only difference is you got the average boat weighs like, I don't know how many tons, but let's say the average weight of the boat's 100,000 pounds. You got a lot of weight flying around out there.
Boy.
A lot of giant wakes. You know, we had the fastest boat at one time. Rod had that 21, and we had that 6 on there.
Yeah.
We could outrun anybody. We left that one morning, you let us row, and I ran underneath the rigger on that shrimp boat coming from, I guess, Pilgrims is where we left from.
Yeah, that was at Port O'Connor tournament. Y'all put in down at Charlie's or somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, now, I looked at a yellowfin over at Crocker's yesterday, and I'm looking at it. I went up there to the boat shot. Jimmy Burns at Waterloo, went Jack with Jeff Cole, made a little loop through there. But, man, Crocker's got a yellowfin over there you can get, guys, and it's a pretty good deal. Ain't but $162,000.
Boy, I'd have to guide every day, morning, noon, and night out of that boat to pay for it.
God, you'd have to sleep in it, run in it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The prices on the boats were just dead dumb, man. I was like,
we say that every year. Boats go up 20% and 30% every year. Somebody's making some money.
It ain't us. I can't go up 20% or 30%. Number one, I don't know nobody would go with me. All the rest of the guys that would are dead. So I'm pretty much out of business. But dad gum, I looked at the new diesel. I went back there and looked at it again. I got to send you a picture. I took a picture. Crocker took it. Me standing next to that 425 Yamaha.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, brother. I ain't never seen that like it.
Over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's a dinosaur, man.
That's a dinosaur. But you know, you buy all that stuff, and I got some pretty good boats. I got pretty good stuff. Only one I got that makes any money is like 40 years old. It's waterlogged. Probably takes a sink like maybe any day. It's the only one that rolls and catches fish and makes money.
Well, that's why I nicknamed you GoingToTheBottom.com about 5 years ago after I fished in that boat with you. I said, James, what are you wearing them rubber boots for this morning? He said, oh, bud, watch this when we get out there. That's the day you and I went by ourselves. We put in at Fort Anahuac and fished with mirror lures all day. Remember that?
We smoked them. Yeah, the old 21.
But now nobody wears rubber boots because water's coming in over the back, man.
Hey, but it's still good. She's
I said,
tight.
James, we all right? Oh, yeah, he'd beat on the side. I said, oh, man, I can get another 10 years out of this rig right here, buddy. Don't worry about nothing. Yeah.
Just strap another motor on her and keep going.
That's it, dog.
That's kind of like us fishing. You know, we're getting to the age of kind of like buying that lifetime fishing license. I ain't sure I need that.
No, you'd be wasting your money at this point.
Ain't that the truth? But no, I hadn't been fishing. As a matter of fact, Maurice and Bobby come by the house yesterday, and I had to meet a guy on my big boat at 9, and I couldn't go, but I thank him and Maurice and Bruce Ball, they went fishing. I talked to him about noontime. I said, y'all got to be eating lunch. He said, no, we just got done. Fix to get out. I said, well, I figured I can time y'all what y'all do. But
what's Bruce Ball doing lurking around up here? Tell him to go back to Calcasieu, man.
Well, I think he come up here.
Yeah, for the boat show. I know. I'm just teasing.
Yeah. And that's the same thing I see. What are you doing here, man? Huh. Our fish is probably better than their fishing.
Well, yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
well, it wasn't yesterday. I told Bobby, I said, what, man, y'all in a rut, dude. I said, I got y'all some fish, but you got to travel. Oh, no, we ain't going that far. I said, all right. I said, if I go with y'all next week, tell Maurice put some gas in that truck and that boat. We get to go somewhere. Hey, Maurice got it timed out for his spot. You need 3 gallons, we got 4 in there. You ain't deviating. Oh, I laugh at him. I give him so much grief. Mike, look, pull over. I'll fill all this stuff up, man. We can't never have too much fuel unless you're on fire.
Man, I don't want all that weight in that old Lamar.
Oh, man, I have more fun jacking with him in that Lamar. He said, I go get the boat. I said, no, let me get it. I like putting it around and then get in there and pull
that
away.
Does he still have MO plug-in 6-gallon tanks in there?
Oh, of course.
I got you.
Of course. I don't even know they make them anymore. You have to probably go to like Smithsonian and buy some of them tanks. I don't know if they have them.
No, you can buy the plastic ones at Academy and just put the whatever motor you're running, put the fitting on the top of the tank and then plug your hose into it. You can still get them at West Marine Academy.
Hey, I had a set. Remember that old, not my 13, but I had that 16-7 Whaler. It was like a 67 model. And when we were fishing in Bathurst when I was a kid, we would leave marker 37. I had an 85 Johnson on it. And I'd have like 6 or 7 of them aluminum 6-gallon cans in that boat. So we just fished on top of the gas cans because they were all in the boat.
Yeah.
So I didn't have no big-time tank or nothing. So you'd go about 4 miles and run that 6 gallons out, plug in another one.
I remember old Killer. He got sick of those 6-gallon cans in his Lamar, and he had him a saddle tank, a flat one made for the back underneath the splash well. I think that one held 12. Then he had 2 saddles on the side that held 12. So, man, he was big time, 36 gallons. But, you know, that's when he put a 140 on it. Remember how fast that Lamar was?
Oh, he had the fastest boat on Trinity Bay for a while with that 140.
Run 58 miles an hour in a Lamar, man. I said, you sure this thing isn't going to start falling apart on us going this fast? Oh, no, man. It's good fiberglass in this rig. It was. Those boats have outlasted everything, except maybe a Kenner.
There's a lot of them. Leon still got one. It's nice. We had a 21 Whaler that Cullen and Wayne, it's got 40 gallons in the hole. So where that little box is in the back, we cut that out, put a red iron 24-gallon tank in there, and we built 2 saddle tanks. And I want to say they were 20. We didn't build them. You could get them from Whaler. It was an option.
Yeah.
So we had 40, 40, 80, 24, 100 gallons. And I guarantee you, by the time you got to the Buccaneer field, you better be turning them around.
Because you're fixing to run out again, man.
You're fixing to be done. And in Cullen, we were fishing the Kingfish tournament down there, the Eagle Claw tournament they used to have. Cullen's going to get the fuel, and he filled everything up with diesel. We finally lit off, and we ain't nothing but a bug screen. Everything's full of diesel.
Oh, boy. Man. Yeah, they don't run too good on diesel.
No, we were telling old Cullen stories last night. We got to laughing. He got talking about y'all playing poker up there.
Playing poker where? At Blaine's?
At the boat show, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were doing that. I said, what are you doing, panhandling over here, Jeff Cookie? Need some money or what? He's always playing poker. So I ain't going to be here long enough for no poker game.
Hey,
I'm gone.
Crocker beat me last year. I had three aces, and he beat me. He drew a straight flush.
Oh, man. Yeah, the pot was pretty big, Jeff Coates said.
Yeah, it was, everybody put $100 up for one hand, and it was $800. So he said, oh, I'll buy y'all dinner. I'm still waiting on that dinner.
Oh, yeah, you might get dinner. It's like a bit Whataburger.
And me to get a dinner out of Crocker, he's going to have to sell about 20 more boats, boat show.
Yeah. Crocker did get me in the boat show yesterday, but he's got one on my list. I said, hey, anybody you sold my boat yet? No. I said, 1,700 people looked at it. I said, well, what about somebody bad? He said, oh, no, there ain't nobody bad. They just looking.
They're tire kicking, baby. All right, James. Well, go up there and shoot some birds and call me when you're back on the road, coming back home. And
we'll I'll call you around Sunday, and we'll get together if you want to fish next week.
Okay.
I got a trip Wednesday, so if you want to fish a couple of days, we'll go up.
Yeah,
we'll
I might be able to fish up. Monday. I got a trip Tuesday and Wednesday, but hopefully I can run them. I'll get on something.
Well, I got us some fish. We just like to travel a little bit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Traveling,
man. I know you're thrilled about that. Oh, man.
All right, throw them out a number.
All right, buddy, 409-935-7242.
All right. Well, I'll see you, Blog. Good luck, man. Have fun. All right, later.
Now, time for more of The Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 618 in the Bayou City. I was waiting for the whiskey bottle part to come in on that song. Whiskey bottle?
No. Whiskey.
Whiskey bottles. You know, fast cars and whiskey bottles and all that Lynyrd Skynyrd sings about.
Don't worry, we'll get some Rebecca Creek in here one day.
Wrapping it around a tree and all that. Well, anyway. Let's go up north a little bit. See what's going on at Richland Chambers now with Royce Simmons, shall we? Well, hello, Royce. Good morning.
How are you guys doing on a Saturday morning?
Oh, we're loving it.
Doing it's good.
Really nice down here.
I've kind of hit a streak of Saturdays where I'm drinking coffee listening to the Outdoor Show, which isn't all bad, you know that?
It ain't all bad, man. I wish you didn't live so far away. You'd come in here and sit with us.
Well, I tell you what, you know, if I knew Mother Nature was going to, you know, cooperate or not cooperate, I'd do that. But we're kind of waiting till the last minutes to call and say, let's do or don't do a trip. And we might get in an hour of fishing this morning before, they're saying 20 to 30 mile an hour northwest wind starts blowing in. So
that's the rumor.
You know, it's fishable probably for an hour or so, but it's just not worth it. You have folks either drive down from DFW or up from Houston and you want to get in a good, you know, 4 or 5 hours of fishing and catching. And it's just not, you know, it's not springtime. It's winter in Texas. We got to keep remembering that for another week or two, I guess. It's as my pawpaw used to say, it's all according to Hoyle. That's where I heard that saying.
More according to Hoyle. There you go.
I was a kid sitting out there on the front porch of the old homestead, and there'd be domino games at 4 or 5 different card tables around. And I guess I started listening right when you started with your last caller, and I had never thought about it. It must have been according to that deck of cards, Hoyle. But I remember that saying from, and a lot of other things I can't repeat on the air coming out of those. my uncle's and my papa's mouth.
Oh,
boy,
everybody
they
playing 42 and moon and all that domino games. Boy, I've heard it all, and I've seen dominoes fly too. I've seen refrigerators dented with them. You know, flying dominoes. That's good stuff,
yep.
Man.
My dad's family had 13 kids, 12 of which made it to adulthood, and you know, over half of them were male, and that was the game way back when. It was straight dominoes, and that's how I kind of learned how to count playing dominoes with my dad when I was school or preschool age even.
See,
so,
that's what my grandpa liked to play was straight dominoes, you know, where
straight
you
dominoes
them all out, and you know.
Yep.
And
most people think there's not a whole lot of strategy or thinking of that,
no,
but it's
gotta,
just like any other game.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. You play partners with a foursome or, you know, two to three, you know, play individual. And, you just, you know, a good domino player, he knows what everybody on that table's probably got and has to strategize to count or block a count or whatever. So, it's more than just a bunch of, bones, as my uncles would call them, playing out there at the table. But yeah, if you didn't play according to the way your partner should, you'd hear about it.
Oh yeah, I've seen dominoes thrown and bounced off a table and hitting refrigerators and putting dents in them. And I,
isn't that something? Always
bid 126 and go set, and the other partner told him not to. And oh yeah, I've seen all that.
You don't see that too much anymore, but one of the marinas up here on the lake, Oak Cove, over on the 287 bridge, when I'd launch over there in the early years, there'd always be a domino game going on when you came in around midday, and the old timers and a good domino table. You ever seen a really table built for dominoes?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, either had your chalkboards or your abacus, whatever you call it, you know, built in, and
sure,
and a rail so you wouldn't throw them off the side. And I've got one sitting out in the garage that my dad and uncles played on, and I never use it. It's just sitting out there as a antique remembrance or whatever.
Well, we used to have a place in Baytown. It was a pool hall, but it was also a domino room in the back, too.
And, uh-huh.
We'd get out of yeah school, and we'd go by there to shoot a little pool on the way home, because everybody walked to and from school back then. Nobody rode the bus or got a ride.
Right.
And
right,
we'd stop off at the pool hall and shoot a little pool and play some snooker or nine ball, and all the old cronies are in the back playing dominoes. You could hear them shuffling, and we'd go back there and watch them. And, well, we learned a lot about life watching them old-timers. Dominoes,
yep,
in that back room, man. Oh, we thought that was something else.
You know, stuff that our kids and grandkids will never see or never hear.
Nah.
Stuff like you just mentioned, my wife and I were talking literally just in the last couple of days. One of us had the luxury of riding a bus to school. The other one had to walk. I was the one that walked, and it wasn't bad, you know, about a couple of miles. But, you know, when you got up to about junior high age and you had football practice that lasted till,
yeah,
you know, 6 o'clock, and then you had to shower, and then you had to walk home. By the time you got walk home, it was dark, and then you had, for the smart kids, homework for us others, you know.
You know, and if the weather was real bad, you know, my dad had
yep,
he would get
yep
up extra early and take us before he went to work, or my mom would, one or the other. So,
yep.
But if the weather
yep
was good, you were walking to school. There wasn't no,
you know, it wasn't none of those you walk 20 miles both ways,
no,
uphill in the snow. But I mean, it was a couple of mile walk, and on majority of the days you made that walk in the morning and in the evening. So
we didn't have much table
different
fat
time.
We didn't have much table fat on us back then. We walked it all.
Can't send the kid to school that way anymore, just from a safety aspect.
Oh, no,
kind
they'll call CPS
you're
on
abusing
you. They'll
them
come get your kids, man.
Yeah.
And throw you in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, something more positive. No, I don't know if this is positive or not. We still got a full lake of water up here.
I bet you
do. They've got it back down to about, half a foot above pool level, but they've just started releasing water out of the little lakes above it that feed the lake. So you're going to have some water coming down the Trinity for another couple of weeks.
Hey,
it looks
send
like
all you got. I mean, I can take it all now. It's
bring
so
it
messed
out
up. Hey, it don't matter. Send it all. Let's get it over with. Bring it.
we had so much, what was it, two, and it wasn't so much, it was 2 or 3 inches over a couple of days, a couple of weeks ago, but the grounds were so saturated that here goes the creeks back up to, you know, flood stage again for a couple of days. And it has to get flowing like that to move my catfish, and they moved off of my honey holes. I guess they move way on up the creeks in that shallower water where I won't go when there's really, you know, flowing pretty steady. But we moved back down to where it's just stained and not muddy, and are back on a probably a catfish bite for the next six weeks or so for a whites, hybrids, crappie, and everything. Yeah, probably kick in gear around early March if I'm guessing right. I'm hoping we don't have too much more brutal winter, but we still got February in front of us, so we'll see. We're still on a pretty good catfish bite, both blues and channels, the eater size, and a few big ones every trip or two. But Mother Nature just kind of dictates when we can do it. I think we fished 3 days last week, and the other couple or so were just either not filled or just, like today, just too windy, too brutal. So, but it's all good. We're getting set up for a pretty good nice spring with a full lake going into it, so can't complain there.
Well,
anybody catching anything on the Conroes or Livingstons, or just too much water?
Well, you know, they've had a lot of water. They've been finding Rayburn. They, you know, that thing's been on the rise for a month now. I think it's like risen 12 feet. They're so far above pool. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. But the FLW, they had some pretty good sacks weighed in the last 2 days up there. I mean, just to make the top 20, I think 33 something is 20th place, and the leader's up there almost 60 pounds. So that's strong.
Well, I had a pretty serious bass fisherman fish catfish with his son-in-law on Thursday with me.
Yeah.
And named Steve, he was saying, and he doesn't fish the tours. He used to do a little tournament fishing, but with a really good fisherman. He was saying about how far Sam Rayburn was up, and the grass areas had been covered now with 5 or 6 feet. But he said, I will guarantee you it will still take a 70-pound fish stringer over the tournament days to get in the money. So he may not be wrong. You said what, 30-something for 2 days?
It's almost 60 pounds for 2 days, and they got a fish today. So I don't know whether it's a 3 or 4 day event. I don't know what it is.
He was saying around 70 pounds to get in the big money, so he's pretty close.
Yeah.
So, I wonder what they're catching him on.
Crankbaits is what I saw.
He's probably old, big old lipless crankbaits.
And fishing real deep water right now. You know, we figured with a warm rise, usually those fish go shallow, but I think it's just, you know, it's still January.
Yeah.
We don't have enough hours of sunlight, and those fish are just, well, if they were in 20 feet of water, and this lake's risen 12 feet. Now they're in 30-plus feet of
30
water.
Foot.
So, if they didn't move.
Yeah. Our water temps just hung in there right around 50, 51, 52 degrees for the last month. So, you know, warms up a day or two, and then it gets a little chilly. It's 30-something degrees out there the next couple of mornings, and then warm in the 50s. So, but we got a pretty week starting about Tuesday. I think we got a few trips in there, and hopefully we get them in. So, we'll see.
All right. Okay, Royce. Well, somebody wants to come up, how they get a hold of you, man?
That's easy. 903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz. And, have a great rest of the weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
We're going to do it, man. And your Cowboys play tonight.
I didn't want to say anything, but just the opposite happened. I thought the Texans might have been there, and the Cowboys would have been home for the. It's just the opposite.
It never works out this way. We're this is the city of Houston, so.
You got the Astros.
That's, I'm talking football.
See you later.
Later, man.
Bye-bye.
Now, time for more of The Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 6:37 in the Bayou City. Man, this final segment, isn't
final
it?
Segment here. Yes, sir.
Already. Where did the day go? Benny, you look bad this morning. I mean, and I like you, and you're a nice guy and everything, but you look tired, man. You need to go home and get you a power nap. Like, well, you should have left an hour ago.
Yeah, as soon as we can get to the house, we're going to.
That boat show will make a werewolf.
It will, man. It will.
Boy, I don't miss it. Y'all have fun.
I will for two more days.
All the fun you can get.
Yep.
Hey, and the fun part's coming up Sunday evening, trying to move out when everybody's doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
Boy, it looks like Houston traffic in there. It's dog eat dog, baby.
That'll make you lose your religion there.
Yeah, it will. All right, let's go up to Conroe now. Let's talk to our good friend Tex Bonin, see what's up with him this morning. Hey, Tex, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been just drinking coffee and listening to you.
Well, hey, you know, Mark, yesterday after I talked to you, Tex, you called back. I saw you call back. Yeah. I said, man, what did we forget to say something? And we did. Sir. We forgot to talk about Billy Mills. How's he doing?
I was intending on doing it. My mind slipped, I guess, Mickey, on it. But Billy was over in Mississippi deer hunting with his grandsons.
Right, I knew and, he always did that.
Yes, sir, and I think they ended up with about three deer, the grandsons did, and Billy usually goes out and sits in the stand with them and kind of comes along, but his vision, you know, got where it's hard to do that. And anyhow, he got to hurting, and they brought him back. The heart messing up. They brought him back in here first of the week and put him in St. Luke's, Mickey, and they running all kinds of tests and everything on him. And there was a rumor yesterday afternoon that he might, they may put it on. What he's got is a heart valve problem, and also one of the arteries. He's got a couple of stents in there, and he's had open heart surgery and everything, you know, over the years, Mickey. And he seemed to sound good on the phone and everything. And they're still running tests, but they talk like they're going to let the heart valve wait a little while. And they're giving him some kind of medication to I call it toughen it up, you know. And stent deal in there, he may have to go ahead and have that done. But everything's coming to a conclusion here real quick. And hopefully he got out yesterday afternoon for, you know, to go home.
Yeah.
And then he'll be right back, Mickey. But when I last talked to him, they were running tests into next week, you know. So we'll know a little bit more today, and if so, I'll call in the morning and let y'all know something. And I want to caution everybody, someone's wanting to come seeing, he's in room 672 at St. Luke's up here by the Woodlands, but they got the freeway shut down. And
yeah, I heard all that was going to be closed this weekend.
You bet, Mickey. I'm cautioning everybody that I wouldn't even come try and see him right now. We're going to have a lot of problems ourselves here with all the stack up that's coming on and everything, you know. But it's at the Rayford Road intersection, and they're going to throw the freeway off to the feeder road. Oh. And then as soon as they get past this Rayford Road deal here, well, they're going to get them back on. But you know yourself, 45 is so busy that it's going to back up and stack up, and we don't even know how far south it's going to stack up, you know, anything like that.
Oh, yeah, and that's bad when it's normal, when everything's open. You can just
imagine they shut
the freeway down. What a nightmare that's going to be. Oh, boy.
It is going to be something. So we'll see how it develops, but the only reason I mention it is just if somebody said, well, I'm coming to St. Luke's and seeing it, it's not going to be that simple right now. So anyhow, everybody bear with it, and I'll try and keep you posted, Mickey, on it too. We find out something else or anything. And go from there. And as far as we get off into Conroe, my gosh, all we need is the weather to settle down and the fish are coming in, you know. And as the lake settles down, well, then also it'll clear up some, and it's been what I call dingy, Mickey. It's not real good color, and hopefully here It may be 2 or 3 days. I'll be checking them old crappie out around the docks or something or other, and we'll see what happens, you know, see how they're doing. And bass fishing, man, when they do catch some fish, they're catching some good ones. And then I heard about Rayburn, and Rayburn just overshadows everybody.
Hey, when Rayburn's on and those guys locate those fish and get them a pattern going, they can.
Yes. You bet on that.
They can put some sacks together over there, buddy.
You bet. Mickey, you remember, it had been too many years ago. This time of year, they had one up at Sam Rayburn, and they was using red rattle traps of all time.
Yeah. Well, and a red rattle trap or a red crankbait is always on Rayburn early in the year.
It has, and you know, that filtered over into Conroe and Fayette County and some of the others they were biting at too on that. I had a bass fishing trap out that time, and man, we done good. Well, I got red rattle traps still laying around. but it was just I don't call it a fad, but it was something that them bass wanted that, you know. And really was nice. So, and then water was dingy back then too, from all the rains. And now that's right after that drought we had, you know.
Right.
And anyway, something along that line, boy, I tell you what, I'm going to move into hunting now. Boy, we had a time hunting this year. It's been bad. I have been to my stand, not for lack of enthusiasm, but I've been there 4 times since November. And the roads were just so bad and everything. If the only way, only good way I got around was Rusty Jeffcoat, Captain Mike Jeffcoat's son. Anyhow, he has a side-by-side that sticks up higher than a bunch of the others, you know.
Yeah, you gotta live.
We'd all get in that thing, and he'd run down through there and drop us all out at stands and stuff. And all we've got to hunt some, you know, and not my stand. We had friends and everything else that they said there's no way they can get there, and we'd drop out and hunt different territories there trying to, make up a deer hunt, I guess you call it, Mickey. And I've been duck hunting a little bit, and it just ain't that. You know, that's all it is to it.
Yeah.
And our deer, a lot of them earlier in the season out there when water got real high with the roads and everything, I think a lot of the deer left out and went to high ground. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a tough year, you know, for it. And it seems like things accumulate on us. You know, last year, wife and I got sick day after Christmas, and that stuff went on for about 5 weeks. And we got our shots this year early. And we've had colds this past week, just an old croupy cold, I call it, you know. And I'm still going. My old voice got rattled for a little bit, but wife's still crouping some. And I think we're going to get over it now. And we're going to go maybe tomorrow, Mickey, and go back to the deer lease. I'm home right now. And go back to deer lease. And, you know, we can duck hunt, squirrel hunt, hog hunt, stuff like that. And if you're lucky, I'm going to take my bike powder over, and we can still, hunt us a doe.
Yeah,
or
get you a doe or a hog or something, yeah.
That's right. And get something. We'll be doing something other anyhow. And if not, we'll just be sticking some wood in the old cast iron heater and enjoy being there.
And
put it that way.
That ain't all bad. That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
Well, Tex, I got to run. I got one more I got to get before the end. And if somebody wants to call you, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Give me a call, 713-252-4290. And Lake Conroe fishingguides.com. You can find Tex with Texas Guide Service on there.
All right. Tell old Billy we're all pulling for him, thinking about him.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll go. He's one of our, we call it the Conroe legend. I know you said it before, and everything,
he
you know.
Is.
And
he's a good
one. He's been around. He's been my mentor, put it
what
that way, Mickey.
Bob Jr. call him a Conroe Flash or something
Flash,
like
Conroe
that?
Flash,
that's
yes,
it.
Sir.
I remember those days.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Okay, guys, have y'all
weekend.
Have a good one, and talk to you later.
Thank
Benny,
you,
you too. Y'all have a good one, buddy.
All right, bud. All right, let's go up to Lake Livingston now. Pinwall Marina and talk to our good friend, Harry Detant. Hello, Harry. Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all this morning?
Oh, we're good. What's up, man?
Well, I'm just sitting here in a slow drizzle of rain, you know.
Nice weather.
Yeah.
Typical Texas weather the last 4 years.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't know what normal is anymore, but, I mean, we just kind of got a drizzle here this morning. And you know, I think overnight we probably got all the way across the lake, probably a little more than a half inch of rain.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got the lake up pretty high. It's like 132.9, and I think the release is around real close to 57,000. I think it's 56.9, something like that. So anyway, you know, this lake, it's came up for 4 or 5 days without any rain. They had it down, and then for whatever reason, they slowed the release down. And then it just started coming right back up.
Well, they're letting it loose all the way above from those smaller lakes above Richland Chambers and through that on down. And I talked to Royce earlier. Richland's still about a foot above pool.
Is it? Yeah. I guarantee you, we've handled a lot of water.
Oh yeah, and y'all are almost 2 foot above pool right now. You're spot on. It's 132.89, so we can call that 2 foot above pool. And discharge is 57,000.
Yeah, it's
that's getting it.
That's getting it. That's a lot of water, you know. Was that you know, there's not a lot of clear water on the lake. I mean, you know what happened, you know, when like last week, when they slowed the release down, you know, all it does is just let the mud line spread out, you know, I mean, but you know, there's a few pockets of clear water here on the lake, but not a whole lot, you know. Back of Pinwall is not too awful bad compared to a lot of places. And then, you know, the other day I was up into Palmetto, and you know, with the water level like it is now, you can get into places where you normally can't. But
right.
There was some let's just say decent water up in there. But for the most part, it's a pretty muddy lake. It really is. Hadn't really seen a lot of fish caught. Of course, there's tell you the truth, there's just about zeroed out on the fishing pressure. There's not a lot of people fishing.
I have seen
some pretty nice catfish come in, and all people floating jugs. But for the most part, you know, I think everybody's probably, I guess, they're winding up on deer hunting and everything else, and weather related. And I mean, everything up in this whole area, I mean, it just. If you're going off road, you better have like a D9 to take you. I mean, get a pickup truck. I mean, you sure ain't. I had a friend of mine come in yesterday, and they was out on their deer lease, and he had two tractors and a pickup and something else stuck. I'm always four wheeler.
Had him a daisy chain, didn't he?
Well, I tell you what, it was bad enough. They had called one of these big wreckers out of Houston to come get them. I mean, he said they didn't have any choice. He said everything was, but you know, I mean, you know, it's bad enough. I'd say it's, you know, it's bad enough to stick one, but when you fool around and stick three or four of them, you know, I mean, you're just, you're kind of looking for a little trouble, you know, I mean, but you know, when we used to, you know, in the snow and stuff, and when I lived in New Mexico on them four wheel drives, as a rule of thumb, we use that four-wheel drive to turn around and get back out, not to try to keep on going, you know.
No, four-wheel drive just lets you get in more trouble and really more severe trouble and deeper trouble.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah.
Yeah, if it.
And a lot of these guys, you know, they're running these four-wheel drive diesel pickups, and I guarantee you that is bad news because you can screw that front end down quicker.
When that front end goes down, you're done in a diesel. All that weight, you're done.
Uh-huh. The back end just sitting up high and dry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's so light in the back, and then you can't get any traction to back out of it, so it's...
But it's a mess. But, you know, it'll clear up. You know, we had some days this week that I guarantee they was nice spring-type days. I mean, you know, the temperatures early morning, you know, they was in the 50s, and I think we had one day that got up above 70. So...
Right.
It was pretty nice. I mean, certainly, surely we'll get around. You know, I mean, this is, well, our fishing season here on Livingston is going to start about the middle of February. So if we can kind of get the water back down and get out of some of this rain.
Oh, I'm telling you, get us a little break here and we can get something going. That's it.
You know, we measured, I was talking to one of the guys down at, TRA there the other day, and he told me that that this year 2018, he said they had measured like 58 inches of rain at the dam.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it a bit, because I got it all in my backyard right now. That's
terrible.
I'm covered up with it, bud. Well, Harry, I'm already out of time, bud. If somebody wants to call you and come up to Penwall Campground and Marina, how do they get a hold of you, my friend?
Excuse. Call us up here at 936-967-4752. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Harry. Hey. Nice talking to you. Have a good weekend. See you,
Harry.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Benny and I will be back here in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. on Open Line Fun Sunday. Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.